Today on the podcast, we have the amazing modern green goddess, aka Kai Washington. Hi, welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I truly appreciate you being a part of this community, and if you do enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe. You can rate and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, and definitely share with a friend that might enjoy these conversations as well. Thank you so, so much. Little update on good events coming on up. I have 3 spots left in my yoga and Ayurveda retreat coming up in May. It's going to be 3 days over at Lake Anna. Delicious home-cooked vegan food, twice daily yoga, if not 3 times daily, cooking classes, workshops, hikes. It's really going to be lovely, and I would love to have you join us. If you're interested, head over to my website, BeHappyHealthyHuman.com, and click on the May Yoga Retreat to get all the details and sign up. Today on the podcast, I'm so excited to be talking to Kai Washington. Kai is a woman, an artist, a healer, and here to serve you on your beauty and wellness journey. She is a professional makeup artist, and she's traveled the country to serve exclusive clients, and she's also an aromatherapist. She is the founder of Modern Green Goddess. She is a clean beauty, green beauty makeup artist, and she provides hair and makeup services to world leaders, politicians, on-air talent, recording artists, and more. She does work for portfolio and headshot, for weddings, classes. I am just so amazed and impressed by what Kai does. I actually met her at Take Care Shop, which is a green living shop over in Georgetown. And she did my makeup and helped me get all prepped up to be able to do my own makeup for my wedding. So I was getting married in Malta, but I was like, I'm not going to hire someone in Malta. I need someone here that knows green beauty that can teach me how to do this so I can go do it in Malta, where it would have been a lot harder to find green and clean beauty products. And I was just so blown away by Kai, not just because of her talent for teaching. I mean, she taught me so much about my face and about beautiful products that I can use and how to apply makeup, but also by her spirit. One of the things we talk about a lot in this conversation is the ways that she sees her work as also a way to help people relieve anxiety and feel calm and feel confident and feel great in their bodies and in their faces. And she truly does that. So she is a powerful woman, a powerful founder and entrepreneur. And I'm just so grateful that she's here to share herself with us. I think it's really easy, especially when you get into green living and clean living, to think that it can't be bold and colorful, right? Like, we think of natural dyes and we're like, yeah, it's going to be a little muted. And Kai is not that. She lives boldly and beautifully. And I'm just so grateful to have her here with us. In this conversation, we get into a lot, including how did she come to love green beauty? If green beauty is just as wonderful as the old style stuff, can you do everything with clean products that you can do with not so clean products? We talk a little bit about her daily routines. I've talked about that anxiety, as we mentioned, with how do you help people feel really comfortable as you're doing their makeup. And also talked with her about how do you actually switch from regular beauty products to clean beauty products. So there's lots of great insights in this episode. And I'm just, again, talking to her will make you feel good, which is amazing. You can find Kai over at moderngreengoddess.com or on Instagram at Kai Does Makeup. So that's K-Y Does Makeup. Kai Does Makeup is also the name of her Facebook page, where she does tutorials, which I'm super pumped about. I just learned about them here. And it is just a great conversation. I really hope you enjoy. Hi, Kai.
Hi there.
Oh, thank you so, so much for joining me on the podcast. It is such a pleasure.
I'm so excited to be on.
You have just been such a light in my life ever since I met you when you did my makeup for my wedding over I guess it was almost a year ago now over at Take Care Shop. And like, I just was walking home, like beaming. I was like, who is this lady, this woman that I just met? She is amazing. So I'm just very grateful that you're going to be able to be here and to talk and share with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I am so thrilled.
So there's so many things that I want to get into with you in this conversation, but I'm really curious about when you particularly found green beauty, because one of the things that I love most about you is that you actually care about people's skin and the environment and what we're putting on our skin. So I'm curious when that switch happened, because especially, I mean, when we were growing up, I don't think there was really such a thing as green beauty. So when did that even like enter your radar, and when did you really get involved in that world?
So I really started getting into green beauty and just clean living full force about 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I was really sick. I was having issues with infertility, and I was also having a lot of issues with my autoimmune health and things with my stomach, all kind of things were all happening at once. And I tried the traditional route of working with doctors and things like that, and nothing was really helping, and I wasn't getting the answers I was looking for. And when I decided to go the clean beauty and just the clean way of living, miraculous things happened, and that's what kind of got me interested in looking into clean beauty. Because once I started cleaning up like my food and my home and things like that, then I was like, well, what about the stuff I'm putting on my body? Does that affect my, health as well? And that's kind of how I got into the clean and green beauty realm.
That's so beautiful. And I'm curious, has it been easy? Have you had to convince clients and people to use it? I mean, I know you work for some pretty big, TV stations, news stations, CNN, that kind of work. Is it a conversation of like, hey, these are the kinds of products we're going to use? Or is everyone super open to it? Or do they not even know that you're using green products and you just go in and you do it?
So that is a great question. So, when I first started, I actually, when I first started in green beauty and realized that I wanted to actually switch my kit and not just use it for myself personally, I had two kits because I was really nervous and I was like, I don't know. So I would like sometimes take my one kit and sometimes take my other kit. And then when I decided that I was really going to be true to who I was, I just started taking my green kit with me. And for certain people, that I felt maybe they didn't really care about whether products were clean or not, I would just do their makeup and let the work speak for itself. And when they started to ask, I would be like, actually, I use safe, healthy products, et cetera, et cetera. Now in my journey, I mean, pretty much everyone knows that, I lead a clean lifestyle and that I use safe products. And, so it's a little bit easier to integrate. But when I first started, I did kind of just gradually switch over. And then from that point, I would just, I would just show them that they worked and then answer the questions.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm really curious about this because it sounds in some ways a little similar to the work that I've done. Like when I first started as a nutritionist, I essentially would do Ayurveda and yoga and not tell anyone. Like I would be kind of doing it mentally and like giving recommendations based on Ayurveda or based on yoga, but I was like, oh gosh, they just won't get it. Like no, they don't want to hear about it, and just kind of pretend that I wasn't doing it. And one, it felt really unsatisfying. And two, the people that I was working with also, they didn't fully get it. Like they didn't know where my information was coming from, and it wasn't as powerful. And I'm curious for you, like when you were kind of living this double life of, using some of the products that you definitely would never use on yourself, and like, but kind of secretly using all these green products, like for yourself, like was that hard, or how did you go about saying, you know what, forget it, I'm all green or nothing?
So it was difficult, especially in the realm that I'm in. When you work in this type of career, People, I mean, it's kind of a judgy career.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. Wait, yeah. Please tell me more. Yeah.
So, and what I mean by that is like working in beauty and fashion and especially like TV and film and stuff like that. I mean, people are judging you all the time, especially like on-air talent and stuff like that. So it's very important to them that they look a certain way and that they feel good and things like that. But that trickles down to people like the makeup artist and things like that. So they definitely have standards and what they're used to seeing. And when they see something that's different, they're like, oh my gosh, well, what is this? You know? So
Wow.
you just have to, so that was like my scary thing. But then the most important thing I found, and I'm sure this is true with you too, was, am I going to be the person that just tries to keep tossing these two potatoes in the air, or am I going to be the real me? You know, and one of my biggest inspirations, I know this is like, you know, some people, not everyone's cup of tea, but I love Beyonce. Beyonce is like my everything. And I
Agreed,
remember,
100%, yes.
yeah. And I remember when Beyonce dropped her Lemonade album, and she
Yes.
was, and it was very different. And there was some
Yes.
activism on there.
Yes.
She did the Super Bowl and she came out in an outfit from like that was very similar to like what the Black Panthers wore in the 70s. It was very, you know, it was very controversial. And
Yes.
people, I remember someone interviewing her and saying, aren't you worried that you're going to lose fans over this?
Yeah.
And are that, you know, things are, you know, because you're so popular, everyone loves you, is it's going to be alienating? And
Yeah.
Beyonce basically said, well, I don't care. She
Yeah.
said, I have to be me. I have to live my own truth. And if I lose a few people along the way, I'm going to gain people who believe in my truth and my cause. And that was such a big moment. Because I was like, oh my gosh, like Beyonce's having this problem too. You know what I mean? Like, and so I'm like, it's everyone. And at that moment, I was like, I just have to live where I am. And, you know, I don't ha always have 100% control over products when I'm working, like in the newsroom and stuff like that. But I exert when I can. You know, like when I do private clients or when I'm on location for news, I bring my all my own stuff. But I do what I can. For instance, working at another international news station, when they sent out an email about like products and stuff we wanted, and I was the person that said, can we get a less toxic hairspray? Can we have, you know, these things, like it's important for our health as well as the health of, you know, the talent that's coming in here every day. And so I don't think I would have done that at the beginning of my journey. Like I said, I was still kind of teeter-tottering, but now living my truth, I always stand up for what I believe in, and I stand up for clean beauty because it's not just about my health, it's about the health of my clients.
Right. That is so beautiful. And I love that. I love that so much of being in you and knowing that that doesn't mean that everyone has to love it. And oh, that's what I was going to say. I was like, I got lost somewhere. That the worst that happens is they say, no, we're not going to get a non-toxic hairspray. Right. So you might as well ask, right? You kind of, sometimes you have to go through no to get to yes. But if you never even ask, then it's not even on anyone's awareness that this is a thing that we could do. Like, what? There's a less toxic hairspray? Like, that's something we could even consider. And just by asking, you've kind of shifted and changed the conversation that's happening. And I think that is so beautiful. It can be really hard to step out and, like you said, of actually live your truth and say, oh, some people might not like this, but I love that flip side of the people that get it, really get it and really love it. And it's not wishy-washy. Because I also think, even if we think about it from a career success perspective, if you were kind of half in and half out on green beauty, well, your green beauty clients would be like, wait, why? So you don't really do this? Like, you kind of do it? Right. And so instead, by saying, like, no, this is what I do and this is how I work, you can be that much more expert. And then the people that do care about the green beauty are that much more invested in you. So I think that's really cool. I think that's really important.
I think so too. I think so too. I think you, and this is just, it's not just about me, but about anyone in life. If you feel like there's something really, really important to you, there's a reason why the universe put that inside of you. That's what you're supposed to be sharing with the world. And you live that. You have to live that. And if you do, the beautiful thing is that all these other opportunities will open to you, which is exactly what happened to me.
So cool. So to get into products for just a moment, mm-hmm. I first kind of just wondering qualitatively, because I know a major fear when I was switching my makeup over, or, you know, this is the one that I hear all the time, is, but does it work as well? And so I'm curious if there was a specific product that kind of took you a long time to find a really good like non-toxic replacement for, or if there's still something that it just doesn't work as well. I know my husband has been going through and going through and going through different shaving creams, trying to find a non-toxic one that he enjoys and really works well for him. I'm curious if there was something like that for you, where you're like, it took me a year to find a mascara or whatever.
So, yeah. So the great thing is that the green beauty world has come so far. Like 5 years ago, I was really testing my skills as a makeup artist. I'm going to tell you that right now. Like, I was really like, wow, I made that work. Like, I pulled that off.
Yeah.
At this point, I mean, it is very easy to do. I can replicate pretty much any look with clean beauty products, and I'm very proud of that. The industry has come so far. I would say, the hardest thing. So, okay, the thing I think that took me the longest, and I think the thing that people ask me about the most, and it's not actually like a makeup product, is freaking deodorant.
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like my most asked question. And it did take me a really long time to learn what worked for me. My husband, to this day, like, he'll be like, I like this. And then 2 months later, I'll be like, I don't like it anymore, and I have to find him a new one.
Yeah.
But for me, it's really important not to have something with aluminum that is, you know, a known cause of breast cancer. I don't want that near my breast, you know, like, it's not. So it's worth it for me. So I would say that was one. Mascara is ongoing. All mascara in all realms of life. I feel like we always are like, yes, we love this one. And then like a year later, we're like, what else is there? You know, it's the same. So definitely, I recently tried a couple that I was like, ooh, these could be promising. So I'm going to order them and I'll let you know. But I feel like mascara is always like, and it doesn't matter if it's green or not. It's always like an ongoing process. But besides those two things, I feel like I've pretty much, you know, found everything that I needed to replace in the green beauty realm.
That's amazing. What is the natural deodorant that you use?
So I have two that I really like. The one that I kind of wear for my everyday wear is the Meow Meow Tweet Baking Soda Free Paste. So
ooh.
I know not everyone does paste. Like most people prefer like the traditional, like a roll-on or a stick, but the paste is basically like lotion. So it's really easy to use. You just kind of rub it under your underarms and then it disappears. It's completely clear. And I love that. I can't use ones with baking soda. I've had horrible reactions, but the baking soda green one.
Yeah, I get it too.
Yeah, I can wear them all day. I can wear it all day for work. And I don't have any issues with it. And then the other one that I use all the time for when I go to the gym is the La Vanilla Sport. Love that one. It works for hot yoga. It works for everything. So those are the two that are pretty much like my, you know, ride or dies. They never disappoint me. And those are the ones that I'm loving.
I have never tried or even seen either of those. So I'm really excited because I've had a multi-year natural deodorant journey, you know, which like even last year culminated because I was using this beautiful like essential oil one and it was working so well for like a year and a half and then started giving me crazy rashes and then never worked again. And so now I'm doing the Thai deodorant stick and that has been working better than what I was doing before that, which was nothing. So compared to nothing, the Thai deodorant stick is working well. So
Yes, it's a journey. It's one of those things like when you switch to safer and clean, some things are going to be a really easy switch and some things are an adjustment. And for me, and it's different for everyone. For me, deodorant was an adjustment, but now that I have like a system by doing the two different ones, it's been great for me.
That is awesome. That is so wonderful. And then another thing that I really love about your work and in what you talk about with Modern Green Goddess is also how you work to reduce the anxiety, like you said, creating an anxiety-free atmosphere with calming techniques and aromatherapy. And so I'd love to talk about that and about the stress that can come with makeup, or, I guess I'm curious if when you talk about this anxiety-free atmosphere, is that more related to the situation? Like people are either about to go on TV or get married, or do you find that the stress is truly about getting made up and getting hair and makeup done? And I'd be curious to know about your experiences with that of helping people feel comfortable and good.
Absolutely. So, in my quest for clean beauty is actually when around the same time when I discovered the healing properties of aromatherapy and herbology. And so, I decided to study that professionally as well to just really dive in and get my brain wrapped around ingredients and why they work and what is in products and what like what they can do for you. And what I discovered, not just in green, but in beauty in general, there is in all aspects of makeup that I do, I feel like there's like a level of anxiety. And I don't know. I think before I was just so concerned with my own anxiety and making sure everyone looked good. But once I really decided to take a holistic approach to my business, I realized that that's the common denominator for every woman that sits or man that sits in my chair. They're anxious about something. So if it's on-air talent or a bride or a red carpet situation, they're anxious about like, making sure they present well and that they have a good day and that their makeup stays on. But then I also noticed when I did like makeup lessons and things in classes and things of that nature that people had like a level of anxiety too about, am I going to be able to comprehend this? Will I actually get it right? I'm nervous that I want to look a certain way and I won't know how to do it. So like everybody has a level of anxiety, and I think it's because of what society puts on us, like what the expectation is for men and women, especially if they're being put in an important situation, if that's the reason why they're coming to me. So my goal now is to always get the person to a very calm, level place before I start working on them.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So I like to talk, I try to make sure I talk and communicate with my client. If I'm able to control the environment, which most of the time I pretty much insist that I do that, I like to have a calming essential oil going or a very clean burning incense. I bring my crystals. I give my client, even if I only have a little bit of time, I work in using like a clean facial oil and and give them a quick gua sha facial just to kind of relax them, detox them. It also helps me because I'm doing lymphatic drainage and, making the skin look nice and perky. And just having that moment where it's silent, there's, aromatherapy, they're just getting that time, resets the client and it resets me. And then they're able to go forward. So it's very important to me to have that starting point. And I've had so many clients that have sent me a message afterwards and was like, what was that thing you used? The gua sha, what? What is that? How do I get one? Or thank you very much for, I felt so calm. Like it's, you want to start in a certain place.
Yeah, that is so beautiful. And just you talking about it, I'm like thinking of when you did my makeup and I was like, oh my God, yeah, I was so nervous. And even though it was like just a practice, I wasn't gonna go anywhere. I was going home afterwards. And even just like Exactly. Am I going to be able to learn how to do this? Is this going to look how I want it to look? Like someone's playing with your face, which is, so much of what we put out into the world. And I really love that you really understood what an important piece of that is to actually your job, and that just as important as it is that people look good, which obviously is, the main goal, but then there's also the goal of how do you feel after it happens? And do you feel happy and comfortable? And that's so beautiful.
Thank
That's
you.
so beautiful. So to switch gears just a little bit, I'd be curious to know, one of the questions I love to ask is to our guests is kind of a key habit, a really I call it a keystone habit that's just this one thing you have to have really dialed in to feel great in your day. So for example, for me, it's breakfast. Like if I eat a good, healthy breakfast, I feel like I've gotten a little bit of quiet time. I feel amazing for my day. Whereas for my husband, it's sleep and he needs to get his 8 hours of sleep and then whatever, no matter else what happens, at least he's like has a really great baseline. And I'm curious what that habit is for you.
So my habits, well, first of all, my number one thing is routine. And if you guys don't know, Sam is also my Ayurvedic coach. So she knows this. That's why I'm laughing, but she knows this. But I'm Vata and I need routine to thrive. When I'm not routine, I'm all over the place and basically I crash and burn. So one of my daily routine that gets me like, okay, I'm here and I'm ready to face my day is if I have a short meditation, it could be just 5 minutes of me sitting silently or a guided meditation, or I even do like car meditation, where I listen to a guided meditation while I'm driving. And I have to have a cup of like herbal tea in the morning. For some reason, the warmth of it, the calmness, it just sets my day and it helps me to go forward in my day without being all over the place.
It's so perfect. What's the herbal tea you've been doing these days?
Oh my gosh. So I mix them up a lot, but pretty much my favorite one is lavender. Lavender in the morning is pretty much my go-to. And then I just switch it up depending on my mood.
Yeah, that is so, so beautiful. It's super good. I'm curious if there's a habit that you've dropped in the last year that you feel like has made a really big difference in your life. Like, what's something that you've let go of? You, whether it's an activity or just a mindset, just something you've dropped. And you're like, you know what, I'm done with this, and it's made a big difference.
I've dropped a couple of things, but let me think of a. I would say the biggest thing that I have dropped is thinking of, how do I put this? So instead of saying, well, I want to get rid of this in my life. But if I do, then there's the your mind starts rolling. I just say, I am going to leave this behind by this date. And what has been happening, and this is very new for me, and I'm still grappling with it, but it's very
For sure.
powerful. If you say by this date, you are getting rid of blah, 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 the universe will hear you. And it will leave you whether you actually were ready for it or not. So I have discovered that in the past year that I was like, okay, well, I want to do this. I want to cut down on this. I want to, it was just different things. And then they actually left me. And I was like, oh, they are gone. So now what? So things that I was, accounts and clients that I were holding on to that weren't serving me, or and I wasn't serving them in turn the way that I should, just for status or whatever, not unhealthy habits or non-healthy habits that I was hanging on to. Once you say you're going to drop them, then you it's like the universe will drop them one way or the other. You don't have a choice if you word it that way. So your words are very powerful, and especially if you give them a date, or especially if you write them down, it will come to pass. So But I like, now I'm, it scared me when it started happening, but now yeah. I'm like, I like this. I'm going to continue to do it because it's stuff that needs to leave me.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I'm going to leave this behind by a specific date. I'm going to leave this behind by whatever date. I think that is such beautiful, just like you said, it's really wonderful wording. And I think you're exactly right. The date thing is huge. It's something I've been working on more with my goals. Cause I think it can be frightening, right? To set a date.
Yes.
Whether you're trying to get rid of something or gain something, right? If I say, you know what, I'm going to, you know, land this account by blank date or do this by that date, there's like, oh wait, no, that's scary. What if I fail? I think that's what it is. It brings in this element of wait, but what if it doesn't work? And it brings in a sense of accountability. And like you said, the universe is listening. The universe is listening. I was literally, I was watching an interview just earlier today, and someone brought up the Jim Carrey quote. I don't know if you ever saw this. He was on the Oprah show in like 1997. So it was like super old. But he talked about how in 92 or 93, he wrote himself a $10 million check. And he said, $10 million, Jim Carrey, for acting services, and kept it in his wallet. And he dated it for 3 years post. So he dated it for Thanksgiving 1995 and carried around in his wallet for 3 years. And literally, like, the beginning of November 1995, he got, I think it was Dumb and Dumber, and got paid $10 million. And, like it was, like, exactly on the date. And just this thought of, sometimes you got to tell the world when, you know, when you want this, because they're like, yeah, I could get that for you in 25 years. You're like, no, actually I need this now. Actually I need this a little quicker. So that's so cool. So cool. When, my darling Kai, when do you feel most successful?
I feel the most successful when I am doing exactly what I love. And I'm living my truth. So I feel like when I, you know, my business ranges from, you know, doing TV work to makeup classes to lessons. And like I said, I do a lot of red carpet and bridal and all of this different stuff. But at the core, I am servicing a person. I'm helping them to feel better about themselves. And every time I have a moment with them where they're like, oh, I feel so much better now that you know, that you're here, or I learned something new, or I can just feel their shoulders relax. That's when I feel like I'm successful.
That is beautiful. That is super, super beautiful. I will say, you definitely taught me how to do my makeup. You've like changed my life. So I'll give you that. I really have. So then just a couple more questions. So one that I do want to say, like, of course, hello, this is on so many people's mind, is how do you recommend people do start to make the switch to more green beauty products? Like what would you recommend as the pathway?
So I would say a couple of different ways. The biggest way would be to find someone like me, who is a green professional that teaches, so that they can actually take you through a makeup lesson. Honestly, most women and men, if they wear makeup, have never had a makeup lesson. Everybody's just winging it. I mean, if you think about it, it's not like, you know, you got a lesson when you were 13 and then you've just been mastering it ever since. I mean, most of my clients are like, nobody told me how to properly apply my makeup. And even if you did get something like that as a teenager, it's different as an adult. Yep. So I would say the number one thing would be invest in yourself, find a makeup professional, find someone that's open and honest, that's going to tell you the truth, you know, and say, you know, this product you have is great, this product is no good for you. Like, you want an honest person. You just don't want a yes person. So look for someone who's going to teach you. If if I were doing it, you know, like from scratch and I didn't know how to do makeup, that's the first thing that I would do, is find a professional, get a lesson. And that way you're learning how to do the techniques, but you're also learning about the product. Now, if you don't have access to a professional, I would say the other thing to do is to maybe sign up for like a Clean Beauty Box subscription so that you can try a variety of products and then you can slowly start transitioning out. So there's a lot of really good ones. I love Beauty Heroes. It's one of my favorites. They have a selection of more like high-end, clean skincare and hair products. So you can try a lot of different things and it's at a real, you know, at a discount price. You're not spending like a ton of money. And so I love that one. I also love Pettivore because they send you like a mix of everything. It's like a little makeup, a little skincare, a little this, a little that, a little body care. And so you can, you know, find the things you like and then you can slowly start to build up a collection. And the thing with beauty boxes too is if you subscribe, you usually get a discount if you buy the full, you know, like for instance, Pettivore doesn't have full size products where Beauty Heroes is full size. So if you, you know, if you find something in there that you like, you can buy the full size at a discount because you're a subscriber. So I think those are really great ways to kind of delve into the world. And also, you know, find green beauty professionals and green beauty enthusiasts, you know, in your community and even online, like, you know, follow them on Instagram or, you know, just Googling your area, like green beauty events. And, you know, you might find a new shop or a workshop or something like that. I did the same thing when I was starting and I found so much here in the DC area that was greatly, beneficial to me.
I love that. I think that's so wonderful. I definitely did. I did like kind of the slow switch out of like, oh, I need a new mascara. Okay, so let me try to get a green one this time. Or, oh, okay, it's time for a new blush. Okay, let's try a green. But definitely having you teach was very powerful. One for like, because you don't know what colors work together and that kind of stuff. And then also just this pieces about application. Like you don't know what you don't know. And I mean, you've changed my eyebrows. You've changed lots of things. So,
Oh,
yeah.
awesome.
And like, so I really love that. And just like you said, once you know to start looking for it, you see it everywhere. I mean, we met at Take Care Shop in DC, and like, there's just so many different lines and products. And, you know, Becky's always doing product testing on her Instagram. So it's always really easy to see like what's available and what's changing and what's new. And, it's a very, very cool thing. And agreed. What I love is that when I do, because all the products like that you recommended for me, and when I put all that on, it doesn't feel like it used to when I put on makeup, which is, oh my God, my skin can't breathe and I'm gonna have like three new pimples tomorrow. Like actually my skin feels happy. And like a lot of them have nice essential oils in them. And like just your skin feels happy. And so it's worth the switch. It's so worth it.
It is. It's 100%.
I know. So last question. Is there anything you're super excited about? Anything you have coming up? Anything you want to let the people of Happy Healthy Human Radio know about?
Absolutely. So I'm super excited because this next month in April, I am doing the Modern Green Goddess tour. And the Modern Green Goddess tour is basically when I go to different cities around the US teaching healthy beauty classes and aromatherapy classes just to kind of spread, you know, my clean journey to the world and give you practical tips that you can use going forward. So I'm going to be focusing on Green Beauty Boot Camp for people who want to kind of learn how to do like a full face and, you know, different techniques. I'm doing a brow class, a simple smoky eye class. I'm doing aromatherapy 101, and they're going to be all, you know, in different cities. So I have on my website and also on my Instagram, there is a you can click in my little link and it says events And I will be posting all of the events I'm going to be doing for the year while on the tour there. So if there's one in your city, you can check it out. But yeah, I'm super, super excited about it. And it's going to be a fun year.
That is so cool. Are there specific cities you know you're going to already? Just is it like mostly East Coast, or is it kind of going to be all over the place and people should just check it out?
So, right now I definitely am mainly East Coast, but I'm probably going to California. I am working on that right now, but it's a very strong possibility that there will be some Modern Green Goddess classes, in California this year.
Dang, those sound amazing, and that is so cool. And I do know you are a fabulous teacher and also just a super fun human being. So I know they're going to be amazing events, and I would highly, highly recommend to anyone. Thank you, Kai. Thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. This has been amazing.
So, moderngreengoddess.com. And then your Instagram is Kai Does Makeup. So it's KY Does Makeup, no spaces or anything like that. Is there anywhere else you specifically want to direct people?
Those are my two main things. I also have a Facebook page, and it's also Kai Does Makeup. And I actually do tutorials and talks and things on there. So if you're interested in seeing like more beauty tutorials and things like that, I also talk about food and basically whatever I want on there. So you can follow that. And then I also have a YouTube channel that's Modern, it's just Modern Green Goddess.
That is fabulous, and I'm definitely going to then check out the Facebook. I didn't know you did all your tutorials up there, so I'll be there. Awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you, Kai. Have a fabulous, fabulous weekend, and just thank you for spreading this beautiful green goddess love.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful weekend too, and peace and blessings to you and everyone watching or listening.
Bye.
Everyone listening. Bye.
Everyone, bye, sweetie.
Okay, bye.